Hey everybody, Trey here from Roar. Wanted to quickly connect with you. I would love your help to share this show with your friends. If you find it valuable, and I know there's a few of you out there that are listening consistently, do me a favor, give me a share through your social streams. I would love to grow this. It's a way that I am trying to network my early business and to be out there and really get a following. So if you have a second, that would be awesome. It's a way for me to spread what I do and how I help people like yourself. So thanks again. Here's the show. Hey there, everybody. Trey Bowden of Roar and the host of Valor, a 5-minute branding podcast where we get to share some of the things that we've been thinking about and talking about with our clients around branding. Today, we're going to be discussing content. So in many of my conversations, when we start unpacking brand strategy that moves towards brand implementation and talking about brand development, inevitably we get to the question around how do I bring more awareness to our brand? And certainly there's different ways to do that around paid advertising versus organic inbound types of connections that people might have with your brand around building awareness or even just conversion tools like transitional marketing and all of these sorts of things that have been in the pipeline of how to bring people from a distracted customer that's unsure of who you are to an eventual sale and then on to upsell and having a long-lasting engagement with your brand. And content has begun to dominate a lot of the marketing talk. Some of that is around the most common way that a lot of brands think about the success of their marketing efforts have been based around what people are now calling vanity metrics. So metrics around MQLs, SQLs, things around cost per click and cost per millennium and really trying to get this real quick, fast action data to justify the size and shape of a marketing budget. But do these metrics actually tell us a lot about the reasons why people chose you? Because at the end of the day, branding is the perception that others have about you. It's not necessarily what you say you are. It's what other people and customers think about you when they engage your brand. So where does content fit in all this? Content is a way that we can influence brand perception. Content is the way that we can demonstrate our value. I was talking to a client last week and we were brainstorming their content strategy. And really, one of the things that we started talking about is they were sharing thought leadership, which thought leadership is great. It's a part of a marketing strategy. But if we're really going to start creating high intent leads for our brand, we need to start demonstrating our value, and we do that through content. So what's the point of this conversation? The content that you produce, the content that you create, it may sound daunting to do all of these things, but this is my number one step for creating content. Where is it in your day-to-day work life that you can systematize and standardize in a way that can be used as content to share value with current clients and also future clients? So for example, we were just going through a positioning exercise with a client. And through that exercise, we developed a workshop. And that workshop is now going to be one of our first webinars that we're going to be announcing soon that we're going to do on LinkedIn Live, where we're going to be talking about brand positioning. But it was through the process of engaging a client to build tools and resources to help shape and craft brand positioning, that now we can turn around and reuse that content with other clients to build pipeline, to take in small bites and use as separate tools, and to really demonstrate value in both micro ways and also in ways that increase our efficiency. So, why do you create content? You create content so that people can see the value that you can bring. Speaking of value, I hope that you found this conversation helpful. Thank you for joining us here on Valor. I'd love to hear more about what you think about content and ways that we can help share and empower you to create content that maximizes your value with your audience. So there you have it. That's the end of the episode. We will be in your streams next week. Thanks again.